We're going to turn to Alaska now, which has certainly gotten its share of attention after the Republicans named Governor Sarah Palin to their vice presidential ticket. But what we're going to talk about right now is the race of Republican Senator Ted Stevens. He fought to hold on to his Senate seat after being convicted of 7 counts of corruption in a federal court in Washington, D.C. So we're joined by Larry Persley, a longtime Alaska journalist. Welcome, Larry. Welcome back, I should say.
Well, it's good to be here.
Also, we're going to talk about what's happening in California. It's not a question of a Senate race there or of a presidential race, but there is particular ballot measures and other issues facing California voters. And for that, we have Kitty Feldy. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Adore.
I want to start with you, Larry, in Alaska. What's the count now for Ted Stevens in his race?
Well, he's ahead, but this is not over. They've got now 435 out of 438 precincts counted, and he's ahead by 3,353 votes out of about 223,000. So he's got a lead. The three missing precincts are not important. What's important are the 50 to 60,000 absentee ballots, early ballots, question ballots that have not been counted, and probably they won't complete counting those for 10 days. That 50 to 60,000 uncounted ballots, that could turn it. It's going to be tough for Mark Begich, the Democrat, but it is possible. And Senator Stevens, it's like waiting for the jury verdict again. He's just got to sit and wait.
This is a man who was just convicted not even 2 weeks ago. He spent many weeks during the campaign season in Washington, D.C., battling these charges, yet the voters overlooked it, they've forgiven him, or they don't believe the verdict.
Well, I think a combination of all of the above. You got to remember, Senator Stevens has represented Alaska in the U.S. Senate for 40 years. And the guy's been there longer than the average Alaskan's been alive. And in that time, he has sent back billions upon billions of dollars for community projects and military projects and grants to nonprofits and fisheries programs. You know, there's not a corner of the state that hasn't benefited from having Stevens there. So even though the poll showed him down, maybe this was a matter when people went to vote, they thought, oh, I don't know, maybe I really can't afford this divorce after all.
Can't afford the divorce. But still, we're not going to know the outcome you're predicting for days, if not weeks.
I think it'll. Division of Elections says they expect to have the count complete in 10 days. It has to be certified 15 days from yesterday. And like I say, 50 to 60,000 absentee early question ballots. And that's where the Democrats really put a lot of effort in getting those early and absentee ballots out. So I'm sure the Democrats are hopeful, and Senator Stevens is not going to be declaring victory yet.
Kitty Feldy there in California. Prop 8 is the big question, the ban on gay marriage. I'm wondering how the turnout affected the fact that this is a squeaker.
Yeah, you know, I can specifically speak about L.A. County. We had an incredible turnout. 82% of registered voters actually cast ballots. And I've never in my lifetime seen that many people come out. And I think in some ways, at least it's six something this morning here, Prop 8 is passing narrowly about 52 to 48%. 92% of the precincts statewide are reporting. Only a few, I guess Monterey County would be the most liberal county that still has votes sitting out there. So it's pretty much decided. So if you look at L.A. County's turnout, we're the largest county in the state. About half the state's population is here. So many people came out to vote for Barack Obama in this county. But a lot of them are what I would describe as churched African Americans, older African Americans who attend church regularly. I worked yesterday as a poll worker. I've been doing this the last three elections. And you can overhear conversations people have if they come with friends and they can't figure out the various ballot propositions. They say, what was this one? What are we voting? What do you think? You're not supposed to do that, but people do it. I heard more conversations yesterday about Proposition 8.
Interesting.
And all of them were voting for the measure.
I wonder if I can, this is Marcus Mabry. I wonder if I could ask you a question, Larry, to return to Alaska just for a brief sec. What does it do to the Sarah Palin brand if Senator Stevens is reelected? And she, of course, one of her claims of fame is fighting corruption in her own party. What does that do to her brand up there and nationwide, do you think?
Well, I think the bigger problem is, no matter what they may have said during the campaign, Stevens and Palin really do not particularly like each other. So I guess the question is, if Senator Stevens comes back, what kind of relationship will he and Governor Palin have? You know, he just survived. If he comes back, she's a star rising. He's a star who's still got to appeal his convictions and fight with his colleagues to remain his seat. I think they'll just become very distant cousins.
He'll run for governor just to annoy her. That's what'll happen, right?
Right. No, she'll wait for him to get kicked out and run for his seat in the Senate.
And Kitty Feldy, what about those numbers, those unbelievable numbers on Prop 8? Just give me the final tally of how much was spent on that gay marriage ban.
Oh, gosh, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but they're calling it the most expensive ballot proposition in the history of the history of the country at this point. California always spends more on ballot propositions. So, I don't know. It's going to be spent. I would say a significant tally will also be spent in court,
right,
challenging the results of the votes from yesterday.
Well, Kitty Feldy, I'm glad you're a poll worker. It gives you much more insight about what's going on there. She's a special correspondent for Southern California Public Radio, KPCC. And, of course, Larry Persily, our buddy from Alaska Public Radio in the Washington, D.C. Bureau. Thanks so much, Larry and Kitty.
You
Thank
bet.
You.